The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Today we are talking about faithful investing. Welcome to another episode of Faith and Retirement, where we help you retire with confidence and kingdom purpose. I'm Tom Levine, joined by our resident faith-based investment expert and my good friend, Jay Peroni. Jay, welcome back to the studio. How are you?
Always great to be here, Tom. Another blessed day and looking forward to today's show.
It's great to love what we do, and I know you do, and I do too. I just got back from a week's vacation with family in your old hometown and had a lot of fun exploring New England. I love American history, and I was like a kid in a candy store checking everything out back there. It was great. So, Jay, let's dive right in. One question we hear a lot from the listeners goes like this. Jay, all of the investments you employ for us and our listeners, they're screened and cleaned, but what exactly is the process for a typical company to send money to groups like Planned Parenthood or big pharma companies that make abortion drugs or other causes that our Christian listeners just don't want to support?
That's a great question, Tom. Many investors simply don't realize how deep their money can be entangled in things they'd never knowingly support. When you buy a stock or a company, you're not just hoping it goes up, you're actually becoming a part owner in that company. And ownership comes with responsibility. And here's where it gets eye-opening. A portion of corporate profits can and often do go to things like funding abortion drugs or sponsoring explicit content, maybe even supporting organizations that actively oppose biblical values or even governments that persecute Christians. That's the reality in today's marketplace. At Faith Investor Services, we take a different approach. We dig beneath the surface. We use detailed, biblically grounded screening tools. And this helps us to eliminate companies involved in things like abortion, pornography, gambling, and anti-Christian activism. But we don't stop there. We go looking for what I like to call proud to own companies, be businesses that uplift communities, they treat people well, and are doing good things and being good stewards of God's creation. It's not about being perfect, but there simply are good and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly ones. Let's focus on the good ones. There's enough of those out there, thousands of them. It's all about being faithful for what God has entrusted to you. And if you're wondering whether your current investments reflect your values, we'd love to take a look, go over that with you. A lot of times it's eye-opening. People don't realize what they're funding. And we can explore different options. There's no cost. You just go to faithandretirement.com. Let's have that conversation. We offer a free consultation. We'll screen your portfolio and help you clean it, present some options and alternatives, and help point you in the right direction.
Well, it's reassuring to know that you're on top of all of that for us, Jay. But some people might say, well, Jay, those clean investments must lag behind the so-called Magnificent Seven stocks or the indexes at large. Do people really need to invest in those to get top returns?
That's a great point, Tom. It's easy to think you have to own stocks like Apple, Tesla, or NVIDIA to be successful. And while those have been strong performers at times, they're not the only game in town, especially if they don't align with your values. Of the top 10 companies, there's only a couple of them that actually pass our screens. Most of them don't. But what we've found and what's really encouraging is that our faith-based investments can absolutely hold their own. In fact, many of the clean companies we invest in have not only kept up, but in several cases, significantly outperformed the broader market indices. I've been doing faith-based investing now since 2008, and I've found that you can outperform the markets and invest according to your faith. There's no guarantees, of course, but we've been able to do it. And really, it's about getting faithful returns, solid returns while sleeping at night, knowing they're not compromising your beliefs and your values and chasing performance. And if you're tired of wondering whether you've got to choose between your faith and your financial future, let us show you can have both. It's all about being strategic, having intentional stewardship that seeks to glorify God. And that's what we seek to do at Faith Investor Services. Our team, we get together once a month, our investment committee, we're looking at what's available in the marketplace. Is it passing our screens? We do a lot of homework, and really that's really the value of working with Faith Investor Services. You're not just working with this big conglomerate where you've got to press one for this, two for that. You get live people, and we're really sincere about helping our clients take a faith-based approach to their portfolios.
You can learn about Jay at the website faithandretirement.com. We want to respectfully ask you to consider beginning today with a family decision, a decision to align your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. And to learn more, go to the website, faithandretirement.com, to learn more. And when you get there, our special offer, one of two special offers in today's program, you can get your free ebook from Jay, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith. It's unapologetically Christian. It's written by my friend, fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni, and it's free. You can download it right now. So, Jay, I have to say I was really excited to see your firm, Faith Investor Services, recently featured on Fox Business Channel. I saw film clips of that. Is FIS still a best-kept secret, or do you feel like the message is really getting out there?
You know, Tom, it's a real blessing to see Faith Investor Services featured on Fox Business. That kind of national attention helps us to get the message out, but we're still just scratching the surface. Faith-based investing has been around for decades, and social responsible investing has been around even longer. But biblically responsible investing is one of the best-kept secrets in the financial world. And our mission is to change that. We want to bring light to the darkness, show people that there's a different way to invest. You can invest with your faith. God calls us to multiply what he's given us. In the parable of the talents, you can find that. But he also cares about where we're investing, because he says where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So we also want to look at the source of the profits and where we're investing. And for over two decades, I've been helping investors, believers, align their money with their values without sacrificing excellence, performance, or professional guidance. But honestly, most people still have no idea this is even an option. If you're listening and thinking, I didn't know I could do that with my investments, you're not alone. A lot of people don't realize it. Pastors, I talk to many missionaries, people that don't realize that there is an alternative to traditional secular investing. We call it biblically responsible investing. That's exactly why we offer a free consultation. Let's open the door, see what's possible for you and your family, and help you be a better steward of what God's entrusted to you.
Well, we mentioned cable TV news a moment ago, and I know a lot of people love to watch that during the day as well. Another thing I've heard about on cable TV, there's some investments out there that promise your money will only go up and never down. Is that a real thing, and is that the kind of product you offer?
Well, there's the old risk, no risk, only reward pitch. And if you hear someone say that investments only go up and never down, often you want to run for the hills. That's not investing, that's marketing. But there are, as a caveat, there are programs that we offer that are guaranteed by insurance companies. They protect against downside risk. Just like when you buy a life insurance policy, they're protecting you if something happens to you. Your spouse and loved ones will be taken care of. And it's the same thing with retirement planning. There are insurance companies that will guarantee certain things. You participate in some of the upside of the market, but not the downside, and they can create income for life. At Faith Investor Services, we don't make pie in the sky promises. We do offer truth, balance, and stewardship. And yes, we have strategies designed to protect your principal, smooth out the volatility, prepare for the unexpected. But the goal isn't to avoid risk entirely. Every investment decision has a risk. Even if you put it in a CD, you run the risk of inflation and taxes eating away at it. So it's really a choice to manage money wisely, and we want to help our clients grow their wealth and also have peace of mind. And if that sounds like something you're looking for, I'd love to have a consultation with you, show you how we help believers navigate both opportunity and uncertainty and do so with a biblical mindset.
I think we're accountable for all this stuff, and I think God cares about how we do our finances. 2 Chronicles 16 says, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout all the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." Listeners, if you want to see how your investments can align with your faith and still deliver solid returns, visit faithandretirement.com and schedule your free consultation with Jay today. Stay tuned for part two of the program today. We're going to take a look at building a lasting legacy and serving well. So stay with us. Back with more right after this.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. You are listening to Faith in Retirement. My name's Tom Levine. I'm here with Jay Peroni. Jay, one topic that gets people's attention, really gets their attention, is income guarantees. We've touched on a little bit of that today, but are there investments that you use that guarantee income for life? And are these always annuities, or are some other tools out there as well?
That's a great question, Tom. Annuities can certainly offer guaranteed lifetime income. And in some cases, they're a great fit, especially for those who want the security of knowing a paycheck is coming in every month, no matter what the markets do. But they're only one tool in the toolbox. We also use dividend-paying stocks, bond ladders, structured income portfolios, each designed to provide stable, predictable income in retirement. The key really is customization. There's no one-size-fits-all answer. And at Faith Investor Services, we take the time to understand your goals, your risk tolerance, and most importantly, your faith and values. And then we build a plan that aligns all three. If you've been wondering, what's the right income strategy for me? Let's talk. That's what we're here for.
Well, great. And you're handling our family finances. And I got to say, just speaking from a personal perspective, it's been a great ride. Thank you so much. I'm sure people are feeling pretty good about performance recently. What are people telling you these days?
Tom, the last few months have been encouraging, especially for our clients who've stayed committed to their faith-based plan. The Trump tariffs and all of the uncertainty in the world has really shook the markets, the global markets, and a lot of our clients. We don't get a lot of calls because we're educating them. This is temporary, most likely. We see these ups and downs. And there, a lot of our clients are still seeing solid returns and sleeping well at night, knowing their investments don't compromise their beliefs, and that's really a difference. If you believe this is God's money and you're not going to be, you know, giving into a spirit of fear like the world does, that helps a lot as well. And it's more than about just numbers on a screen. There's a deep peace that comes from knowing your money isn't supporting abortion, pornography, or other anti-biblical causes. And when markets rebound and you've honored God in the process, that's a powerful feeling. And if that kind of peace sounds appealing, you can reach out to us and start the conversation. Go to faithandretirement.com and we'll take a look at what you're doing and see if there's a better approach.
Well, thank you for listening to our radio show today. And radio is the invitation medium. I have a couple of invitations for you. One, we already mentioned, and that's getting your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith. You could download it right now by our fiduciary and CFP friend, Jay Peroni. You can download it at faithandretirement.com. Now, the other offer we have for you is, if you'd like to see how a biblically responsible investing plan could work for you, visit faithandretirement.com and schedule your free retirement income review with Jay, and let's put your money to work. So, Jay, just changing gears for a moment here, let's talk about starting young. Fortunately, I'm very young. I'm just a young pup, just curious. But I am wondering, what do you tell your own kids about investing?
Yeah, well, I've worked with clients as young as 18. They have to be adults. We can certainly work with custodial accounts with parents or grandparents. But I love young people when they get serious about stewardship early on. I've taught my son about entrepreneurship. He's a business owner, runs a sneaker store in Atlanta. And I tell my kids to keep it simple. Start early, be consistent, and stay faithful. Investing is like planting seeds. The sooner you plant, the more you can harvest and the more that can grow. But more importantly, the money is a mindset. I remind them that everything you have belongs to God. You're not an owner, you're a steward. And that foundation changes how you spend, save, give, and invest money. And if you're a parent or grandparent, one of the greatest gifts you can pass on is faith and financial wisdom. And if you like to help teaching that to your kids and grandkids, that's something we do regularly. We have a lot of our clients that we're teaching to the next generation and the next generation. And that's really what we is spreading that faithful stewardship to many generations.
Beautiful. Now, I know you offer the PRAY, the Pray Fund on the Dow, but you do a lot more than that, too. Can you give us a quick flyby of your other services you provide?
Yeah, the Christian Stock Fund, which is ticker symbol PRAY, is our flagship product. It's about 60 to 70 companies that pass our biblical screens, but that's just the beginning. It's a biblically responsible investment portfolio that we create for people who want a hands-off, faith-based solution. We build portfolios not just with the Pray ETF, but also build around it with some individual stocks, some gold, some silver, Bitcoin, commodities, a lot of different things. But beyond just investing, we help with retirement income planning, social security optimization, tax efficient investing and gifting strategies, charitable gifting, as well as estate planning, legacy and stewardship coaching for families. And we help them as their personal CFO, their chief financial officer, to make wise decisions that reflect their faith and values. We don't just manage the money, we walk families through every season of life, whether you're preparing for retirement, already retired, planning for future generations. We're going to help you do it faithfully and strategically.
Love that. You know, we are up for our annual review. I got a call from Patsy last week. By the way, to our listeners, if you love personal service, you're going to love Jay and Patsy and the team. She called me last week to schedule our annual review with you. So what should we expect and how should our listeners prepare for these?
That's a great question. Annual reviews are where the rubber meets the road. We'll look at how your investments have performed, revisit goals, talk through any life changes or adjustments that may need to be made. It's also your opportunity to bring your questions, your what ifs, your worries, and we'll walk through them together. Think of it as a faith-filled financial checkup, just like you go to the dentist or the doctor. Whether you've been a client for years or just getting started, these reviews keep your plan aligned with your purpose. And if you haven't had a review in the last year or ever, I always say, let's schedule one. If your advisor's not reaching out to you regularly, there's a different approach, a better approach. It's a conversation worth having. Get that second opinion. Let's see where you're at and see how we can help direct your future and hopefully do it in a faith-based fashion, help you make that switch if you're not doing so already.
I know you're super accessible, Jay, and I'm honestly, sincerely amazed at how you do that. This is a national broadcast program. I mean, how do you do that? And how does it compare to some of those big Wall Street firms and what they offer?
That's a big differentiator, Tom, right? When clients work with us, they're not routed through a call center or handed off to junior advisors. They get me and my full attention. People are surprised when I'm calling them after they've called in from the radio show or they're emailing me. I just find that this business is personal. I got into it because of my grandfather. I saw him get wiped out through inflation, taxes, and the nursing home. So I make it a personal mission that whoever I work with, they're going to get personal attention. They're going to get me specifically. We don't want to have quotas, push products, or boost shareholder profits. That's not how we operate. We're independent. We answer to God first. We work for our clients, not for commission. So if you feel like you're just another number, you'll notice the difference, the faith investor service differences right away. We're built on relationships, not transactions.
Well, as a fiduciary, we've talked a little bit about this in the past. You are held to really the highest standards out there. What kinds of shortcuts, taking a look at the flip side, what shortcuts should listeners be watching out for if they're working with someone who isn't a fiduciary?
Yeah, as a fiduciary, I'm legally and ethically bound to put my clients' best interests first. And not everyone in the financial world can say that. I'm not picking on commission salespeople. But if your advisor isn't a fiduciary, you got to ask them, are you recommending this because it's best for me or because it pays you the most? That's a big question. And if you're not getting clear answers, that's a red flag. At Faith Investor Services, our advice is always grounded in integrity, transparency, and scripture, that's the kind of partnership I'd want if I were in your shoes, and that's why we provide it. It's kind of the golden rule, do unto others as you'd want done to yourself, and that's the approach that we take with our faith, investor services, financial planning, the comprehensive holistic planning that we do. It's all biblically based and based on needs, not just what we want to push. That's not what we're doing here.
Love it. If you want to do your homework and learn more about Jay and the team, go to faithandretirement.com, download your free book, faithandretirement.com, or give Jay a call. We talked about how accessible he is. Call 800-270-7310. We'll give that number again at the end of the program. Jay, you've been doing this for a long time, taking time out for meals, of course. Who's been a mentor to you in your life?
Yeah, my biggest, you know, kind of what got me into this industry was my grandfather. He had a huge impact on me, just seeing him go through financial turmoil, working his entire lifetime and getting wiped out. He had dementia in his last days, and just the nursing home, taxes, inflation ate up everything that he worked so hard for. Hmm. But he also modeled stewardship, the hard work, the faithfulness. And he used to say, you don't need to be the richest man in town, just the most faithful. And that always stuck with me.
Wow.
My career, I've also had the privilege of learning from some amazing leaders in the faith-based investing space. Our CEO, Steve Nelson, he runs a couple of companies, a family office in Arizona. And just to exemplify stewardship, he's going to leave his shares of Faith Investor Services to Christian organizations and ministries. And that really speaks dearly to me. If I'm working for a company, I want to make sure that we've got solid people that are really in tune with the Lord and seeking Him and His will. And that's really what we do at Faith Investor Services. Money is a tool for worship. When it's used, it's just amazing. And that's what I love every day about working here and just getting up and listening, you know, talking to our listeners and talking to clients all over the country. It's really a joy to help them be better stewards.
We're just in our last moment or so here, Jay, but is there a verse or a biblical principle that especially keeps you focused and grounded in what you do?
Yeah, Proverbs 13:22 comes to mind when I think of this. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. We've been talking a lot about that today, and this verse reminds me of financial planning isn't just now. It's about a legacy. It's about building something that outlives us. It's not about how much you can leave behind. It's about what your life, your values, your faith, your stewardship say to the next generation. That's a powerful motivator.
It bears repeating. It's Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Jay, thank you for sharing all these insights today. Listeners, if you'd like to see how a biblically responsible investing plan could work for you, visit faithandretirement.com. Schedule your free retirement income review with Jay. There is no obligation for this. Let's put your money to work and honor your faith along the way. Jay, thank you, my friend, and we will see you next time for Faith in Retirement right here. Same station, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.